The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf is a groundbreaking book that examines the power of beauty in society and its effects on women. The book was first published in 1991, and it has since become an international bestseller. In this work, Wolf argues that the beauty myth is a tool used to oppress women and keep them from achieving their full potential. She claims that the idealized image of female beauty presented in media and advertising creates unrealistic expectations for women to live up to, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy or even depression. Wolf begins her argument by discussing how the idea of beauty has changed over time. She points out that while physical attractiveness was once seen as something desirable but not essential for success, it has now become a requirement for many jobs and social situations. This shift has led to an increase in cosmetic surgery procedures among both men and women, as well as other forms of body modification such as dieting or exercising excessively. Wolf then goes on to discuss how these changes have impacted different aspects of life, including education, employment opportunities, relationships with family members or partners, self-esteem issues related to body image concerns, eating disorders such as bulimia or anorexia nervosa, sexual harassment at work or school environments due to appearance-based discrimination against females. Finally, she looks at ways we can combat this oppressive system by challenging traditional gender roles through activism and education about healthy body images. She also encourages readers to recognize their own worth regardless of what society tells them they should look like. By doing so, she hopes people will be able to break free from the constraints imposed upon them by the beauty myth. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The beauty myth is a socially constructed ideal of beauty that is used to oppress women. It is a set of standards that are impossible to meet and are used to keep women in a subordinate position. Main idea number 2. The beauty myth is a tool of the patriarchy, used to control women and keep them from achieving their full potential. It is a way to keep women focused on their appearance and distracted from their true power. Main idea number 3. The beauty myth is perpetuated by the media, which creates unrealistic images of beauty that are impossible to achieve. It is a way to keep women feeling inadequate and to keep them from challenging the status quo. Main idea number 4. The beauty myth is a form of oppression that is used to keep women from achieving economic and political power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 5. The beauty myth is a form of violence against women, as it is used to control their bodies and their lives. It is a way to keep women from achieving their full potential and to keep them from challenging the status quo. Main idea number 6. The beauty myth is a form of psychological warfare, as it is used to make women feel inadequate and to keep them from challenging the patriarchy. It is a way to keep women from achieving their full potential and to keep them from challenging the status quo. Main idea number 7. The beauty myth is a form of economic oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving economic power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 8. The beauty myth is a form of cultural oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving cultural power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 9. The beauty myth is a form of sexual oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving sexual power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 10. The beauty myth is a form of emotional oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving emotional power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 11. The beauty myth is a form of spiritual oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving spiritual power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 12. The beauty myth is a form of physical oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving physical power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 13. The beauty myth is a form of social oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving social power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 14. The beauty myth is a form of psychological oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving psychological power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 15. The beauty myth is a form of ideological oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving ideological power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 16. The beauty myth is a form of cultural imperialism, as it is used to keep women from achieving cultural power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 17. The beauty myth is a form of economic exploitation, as it is used to keep women from achieving economic power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 18. The beauty myth is a form of political oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving political power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 19. The beauty myth is a form of social control, as it is used to keep women from achieving social power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main idea number 20. The beauty myth is a form of psychological manipulation, as it is used to keep women from achieving psychological power. It is a way to keep women from challenging the patriarchy and to keep them in a subordinate position. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The beauty myth is a powerful force in our society that has been used to oppress women for centuries. It is an ideal of beauty that is impossible to achieve, and yet it is constantly pushed upon us by the media, advertising, and even our own families. This ideal of beauty places unrealistic expectations on women and creates feelings of inadequacy when they cannot meet these standards. The beauty myth also serves as a tool to keep women in a subordinate position by making them feel like their worth lies solely in their physical appearance. This oppressive system works by creating an unattainable standard of perfection that no woman can ever reach. Women are bombarded with images of what they should look like from magazines, television shows, movies, and social media platforms. These images create an idea that if you don't look perfect, then you are not worthy or valuable. This false notion leads many women to feel inadequate and ashamed about their bodies. The beauty myth perpetuates gender inequality because it reinforces traditional gender roles which place men in positions of power over women. By placing such high importance on physical appearance, it keeps women focused on trying to attain this ideal instead of focusing on other aspects such as education or career advancement, which could help them gain more autonomy. It is important for us all to recognize the damaging effects the beauty myth has had on generations of women, so we can work together towards dismantling this oppressive system once and for all. Main idea number 2. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of the patriarchy, used to control women and keep them from achieving their full potential. It perpetuates unrealistic standards of beauty that are impossible for most women to attain, creating feelings of inadequacy and insecurity. This keeps women focused on their appearance instead of pursuing other goals or ambitions. The beauty myth also serves as a way to limit female power by reinforcing traditional gender roles. Women are expected to be beautiful in order to be accepted and valued in society, while men are not held up to the same standard. This creates an unequal playing field where men have more opportunities than women because they don't have the same pressure or expectations placed upon them. Ultimately, the beauty myth is damaging because it reinforces oppressive ideas about what it means to be a woman. It limits our ability to express ourselves freely and fully explore our potential without fear of judgment or criticism based on our physical appearance. Main idea number 3. The beauty myth is a powerful force in our society, one that has been perpetuated by the media for decades. It creates an unrealistic standard of beauty that is impossible to achieve and keeps women feeling inadequate and unable to challenge the status quo. This myth tells us that we must look a certain way in order to be accepted or successful, which can lead to feelings of low self-esteem and body image issues. This idea is further reinforced through advertising campaigns, magazine covers, television shows, movies, and other forms of media. These images often depict women as having perfect bodies with flawless skin and hair, something that most people cannot attain without extensive effort or surgery. The message these images send is clear: if you don't look like this, then you are not beautiful. The beauty myth also affects men in different ways. It can create pressure on them to have a certain physique or style in order to be attractive. This can lead to unhealthy behaviors such as excessive dieting or working out too much in an attempt to reach an unattainable ideal. Ultimately, the beauty myth serves only one purpose: keeping people from challenging the status quo. By creating unrealistic standards of beauty, it ensures that those who do not fit into this narrow definition will feel inferior and less likely to speak up against injustice or inequality. Main idea number 4. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of oppression that has been used to keep women from achieving economic and political power. It perpetuates the idea that women should be judged by their physical appearance, rather than their intelligence or abilities. This reinforces traditional gender roles and keeps women in a subordinate position within society. The beauty myth also serves to distract women from challenging the patriarchy and pursuing other forms of empowerment. By focusing on superficial aspects such as makeup, clothing, and dieting, it takes away attention from more important issues like equal pay for equal work or access to education. In this way, it works to maintain the status quo where men are seen as superior. Ultimately, the beauty myth is an insidious form of oppression that limits what women can achieve in life. It creates unrealistic expectations about how they should look and behave, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy or low self-esteem. To combat this oppressive system, we must challenge these outdated ideas about femininity and strive for true equality between men and women. Main idea number 5. The beauty myth is a powerful tool used to control and oppress women. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted by society, and it reinforces the notion that physical appearance is more important than intelligence or character. This oppressive system places unrealistic expectations on women, leading them to feel inadequate if they do not meet these standards. The beauty myth also serves as a form of violence against women because it limits their freedom and autonomy. Women are expected to adhere to strict rules about how they should look, dress, act, and speak. Any deviation from these norms can lead to social ostracism or even physical harm. The pressure placed on women by this system can have serious psychological effects such as low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, body dysmorphia disorder, BDD, and other mental health issues. Furthermore, the beauty myth has been used throughout history as a way for men in power to keep women from achieving their full potential. By placing emphasis on superficial qualities rather than intellect or talent, qualities which are traditionally associated with men, the patriarchy ensures that its members remain in positions of authority while simultaneously keeping women in their place. Ultimately, then, the beauty myth is an insidious form of violence against women, one which seeks not only to limit their freedom but also prevent them from challenging existing power structures. In order for true gender equality to be achieved, we must recognize this oppressive system for what it is, an outdated relic of our patriarchal past, and work together towards dismantling it once and for all. Main idea number 6. The beauty myth is a powerful tool used to control and oppress women. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted by society, and it reinforces the notion that men are superior to women. This false belief has been used for centuries as a way to keep women from achieving their full potential and challenging the patriarchy. The beauty myth works by making women feel inadequate if they don't meet these unrealistic standards of beauty. Women are bombarded with images of what they should look like, which can lead them to believe that anything less than perfection is unacceptable. This creates an environment where many women feel pressure to conform or risk being ostracized or judged harshly. The effects of this psychological warfare can be devastating, leading some women into depression, low self-esteem, eating disorders, and other mental health issues. The power of the beauty myth lies in its ability to make us question our own worth based on how we look rather than who we are as individuals. Main idea number 7. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of economic oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving economic power. It perpetuates the idea that women should be judged by their physical appearance rather than their skills and abilities, which can limit them in terms of career opportunities and advancement. This keeps women in a subordinate position within society, unable to challenge the patriarchy or gain financial independence. The beauty myth also serves to distract women from more important issues such as equal pay for equal work or access to education and healthcare. By focusing on superficial matters like makeup and clothing, it takes away attention from more pressing concerns that could lead to real change for women's rights. In this way, the beauty myth works against progress towards gender equality. Main idea number 8. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of cultural oppression, used to keep women from achieving true power and autonomy. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted by society, and it reinforces the notion that men are superior to women. This oppressive system keeps women in a subordinate position, unable or unwilling to challenge the patriarchy. The beauty myth also serves as an effective distraction from more important issues such as economic inequality and gender-based violence. By focusing on physical appearance instead of real problems facing women today, it allows those in power to maintain their control over society without having to address these issues head-on. Ultimately, the beauty myth is damaging because it limits what we can expect from ourselves and each other. It creates unrealistic expectations for both genders while simultaneously reinforcing traditional gender roles. In order for us all, women and men alike, to achieve true equality, we must reject this oppressive system. Main idea number 9. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of the patriarchy, used to keep women in a subordinate position. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted and valued by society. This pressure can lead to feelings of inadequacy and insecurity, as well as an obsession with physical appearance that detracts from other aspects of life. The beauty myth also serves to limit female sexual power. By placing such emphasis on physical attractiveness, it reinforces traditional gender roles and keeps women from challenging male dominance. Women are expected to focus their attention on pleasing men rather than asserting their own desires or needs. Ultimately, the beauty myth is damaging because it creates unrealistic expectations for women while simultaneously denying them autonomy over their own bodies and sexuality. It is essential that we recognize this oppressive system for what it is so that we can work towards dismantling it. Main idea number 10. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of emotional oppression, used to keep women from achieving true emotional power. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted and valued by society. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy and insecurity, as well as an inability to challenge the patriarchy or take on positions of authority. The beauty myth also serves as a way for men to maintain control over women. By setting unrealistic expectations for physical appearance, it keeps women focused on their looks rather than their capabilities or potential. This reinforces traditional gender roles and prevents them from challenging male dominance. Ultimately, the beauty myth is damaging because it limits what women are capable of achieving emotionally and professionally. It creates an environment where they feel like they have no choice but to accept these oppressive standards in order to be accepted by society. Main idea number 11. The beauty myth is a form of spiritual oppression, as it serves to keep women from achieving spiritual power. It perpetuates the idea that women should be judged by their physical appearance and not by their inner strength or intelligence. This keeps them in a subordinate position, unable to challenge the patriarchy and its oppressive structures. The beauty myth also works to limit women's access to self-actualization and personal growth. By placing such an emphasis on physical perfection, it creates unrealistic expectations for how women should look and behave. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, body dysmorphia, and other mental health issues. Ultimately, the beauty myth is used as a tool of control over women's lives. It reinforces traditional gender roles that place men in positions of power while keeping women in subservient roles. The message behind this oppressive system is clear: women must conform to certain standards if they want acceptance or success. Main idea number 12. The beauty myth is a form of physical oppression, as it is used to keep women from achieving physical power. It works by creating an unattainable standard of beauty that women are expected to strive for and maintain in order to be accepted by society. This idealized version of femininity serves as a distraction from the real issues facing women, such as economic inequality and lack of political representation. By focusing on appearance rather than substance, the beauty myth keeps women focused on their own bodies instead of challenging the patriarchy. The beauty myth also reinforces gender stereotypes about what it means to be feminine or masculine. Women are encouraged to focus on their looks while men are praised for their accomplishments and strength. This perpetuates traditional gender roles which limit both men and women's potential in different ways. The pressure placed upon women to conform to this narrow definition of femininity can lead them feeling inadequate or ashamed if they don't meet these standards. Ultimately, the beauty myth serves as a tool for keeping women in subordinate positions within society. By placing emphasis on physical appearance over other qualities like intelligence or ambition, it discourages female empowerment and limits opportunities for advancement in all areas of life. Main idea number 13. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of social oppression, used to keep women from achieving true social power. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted and valued by society. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy and insecurity among women, as they are constantly striving for an unattainable ideal. Furthermore, it reinforces traditional gender roles and keeps women in a subordinate position within the patriarchy. The beauty myth also serves as a distraction from more important issues facing women today, such as economic inequality or lack of access to education. By focusing on physical appearance instead of other aspects of life, it allows those in power to maintain control over how society views and treats women. The pressure placed on them by this oppressive system can have damaging effects on their mental health and self-esteem. Ultimately, the beauty myth is an insidious form of discrimination that has been used throughout history to limit the potential for female empowerment. It is essential that we recognize its existence so that we can work towards dismantling it once and for all. Main idea number 14. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of psychological oppression, used to keep women from achieving true power. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted and valued by society. This creates an environment where women are constantly judged and held back from reaching their full potential. The beauty myth also serves as a way for men to maintain control over women, keeping them in subordinate positions. The effects of this oppressive system can be seen everywhere: in the workplace, where attractive people are more likely to get hired; in relationships, where physical appearance often takes precedence over personality; and even within our own minds, as we internalize these messages about what it means to be beautiful. By understanding how the beauty myth works and recognizing its damaging effects on both individuals and society at large, we can begin to challenge it. We can start by rejecting unrealistic standards of beauty imposed upon us by media outlets or other sources. We can also work towards creating a culture that values all forms of diversity, including gender identity, and celebrates individual uniqueness. Main idea number 15. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of ideological oppression, used to keep women from achieving true power and autonomy. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted by society, and it reinforces the notion that men are superior to women. This oppressive system keeps women in a subordinate position, unable or unwilling to challenge the patriarchy. The beauty myth also serves as an effective distraction from more pressing issues facing women today. By focusing on physical appearance rather than intellectual pursuits or political activism, it prevents many women from engaging with their own potential for greatness. The pressure placed on them by this oppressive system can lead some women into depression and low self-esteem. Ultimately, the beauty myth is damaging because it limits what we think of as beautiful and restricts our ability to recognize individual worth beyond physical appearance. We need to move away from this narrow definition of beauty if we want all people, regardless of gender, to have equal opportunities for success. Main idea number 16. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of cultural imperialism, used to keep women from achieving true cultural power. It perpetuates the idea that women should be judged by their physical appearance rather than their accomplishments or abilities. This reinforces the patriarchal system and keeps women in a subordinate position, unable to challenge male authority. The beauty myth also serves as an effective distraction from more important issues facing women today. By focusing on superficial matters such as makeup and clothing, it takes attention away from real problems like unequal pay and lack of representation in positions of power. In this way, it works to maintain the status quo and prevent any meaningful progress towards gender equality. Ultimately, the beauty myth is a form of oppression that has been used for centuries to control how women are perceived and treated in society. It is an insidious force that must be challenged if we are ever going to achieve true gender equality. Main idea number 17. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of economic exploitation, as it is used to keep women from achieving economic power. It perpetuates the idea that women should be judged by their physical appearance rather than their skills and abilities, thus preventing them from competing in the workplace on an equal footing with men. This keeps women in a subordinate position and prevents them from challenging the patriarchy. The beauty myth also serves to distract women from more important issues such as wage inequality, lack of access to education and healthcare, and other forms of discrimination. By focusing on superficial matters such as makeup or clothing choices, it takes away attention from these more pressing issues which are essential for true gender equality. Ultimately, the beauty myth is an insidious form of oppression that has been used for centuries to keep women in a subservient role. It reinforces traditional gender roles and limits opportunities for advancement both economically and socially. Main idea number 18. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of the patriarchy, used to keep women in a subordinate position and prevent them from challenging male dominance. It works by creating an idealized image of femininity that is impossible for most women to attain, thus making them feel inadequate and insecure. This insecurity then leads to feelings of powerlessness, which keeps women from taking action against oppressive systems. The beauty myth also serves as a distraction from more pressing issues facing women today, such as economic inequality, violence against women, and lack of political representation. By focusing on physical appearance instead of these other issues, it allows the patriarchy to maintain its grip on power without having to address any real challenges. Ultimately, the beauty myth is an insidious form of oppression that has been used for centuries to keep women in their place. It perpetuates gender stereotypes and reinforces traditional ideas about what it means to be feminine. In order for true equality between men and women to be achieved, this oppressive system must be dismantled. Main idea number 19. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of social control, used to keep women from achieving true power and autonomy. It is a way for the patriarchy to maintain its dominance by keeping women in a subordinate position. The beauty myth perpetuates unrealistic standards of physical perfection that are impossible to achieve, creating feelings of inadequacy and insecurity among women. This keeps them focused on their appearance rather than challenging the status quo or striving for greater equality. The beauty myth also serves as an effective distraction from more important issues such as economic inequality, racism, sexism, and other forms of oppression. By focusing on superficial matters like makeup and clothing instead of systemic injustice, it allows those in power to continue exploiting marginalized groups without fear of challenge or consequence. Ultimately, the beauty myth is an insidious form of social control that works to limit female empowerment and agency. It reinforces oppressive gender roles while simultaneously preventing meaningful progress towards gender equality. Main idea number 20. The beauty myth is a powerful tool of psychological manipulation, used to keep women from achieving true power. It perpetuates the idea that women must conform to certain standards of beauty in order to be accepted and valued by society. This keeps them from challenging the patriarchy and instead reinforces their subordinate position within it. This form of psychological manipulation works on multiple levels. On one hand, it creates an unattainable ideal for women to strive towards, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy or low self-esteem when they are unable to meet these expectations. On the other hand, it also serves as a distraction from more important issues such as gender inequality or economic injustice. Ultimately, this myth has been used throughout history as a way for men in power to maintain control over women and keep them in their place. By creating unrealistic ideals that are impossible for most people, especially those with limited resources, to achieve, they ensure that women remain focused on superficial matters rather than challenging existing systems of oppression. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.